A heavily guarded convoy of trucks then drove them an incredible distance down to an ancient tunnel, once called Saint Gotthard, about 9 miles long. There, the boxes were unloaded onto mine platform cars and sent on the ancient rails to the tunnel's center. An automatic machine stamped them completed as they were passed through a blocked chamber and put them onto a new set of mine platform cars. A brand new set of trucks, much more heavily guarded, then rushed them to the new firing platform that was now located in a mountain bowl outside Zurich. There, they were routed and shipped. As Johnny, Angus, and Tom Smiley had set up the tunnel, and as it was heavily gunned and guarded, nobody knew who did the final assembly. Some thought there were special personnel, or gnomes or something, that lived in that tunnel and did the work. They were batting out about 200 consoles a day. The pre-assembly people were making the whole platform and poles and wiring, since none of that was secret, and they were being shipped right along with the consoles. No, mused Johnny. There was nothing startlingly new in all that today. It was last week when Tom Smiley had told him Margarita was going to have a baby. The bear had gotten his first trout. He batted it way up on the bank, looked around, and then went back to fishing. Windsplitter had found some young grass and was noisily pulling it up and eating it. There had been nothing new with the Chattavarians. The bank had informed Sir Robert the moment all arms and related firms had crashed, but good, in the Chattavarian Empire, and Sir Robert and Angus and half a dozen Salachis had sped there. The Chattavarians had the reputation of being the best defense builders. It was their boast that no cyclo attack had ever broken through in the entire 700-planet empire. They had even shot down gas drones. So for that, and other reasons, the new teleportation company, now called the Rig Industry, after Johnny rejected using his name on it, had done business with the Chattavarians. The Salachis had helped Angus find the right companies and had helped Sir Robert do the purchasing, and they now owned 11 Chattavarian firms, each one specialized in what they needed. There had been no dearth of firms for sale, and no lack of engineers and workers in that heavily overpopulated empire, 49 trillion. They had left the main offices in Chattavaria, and only working sections were here. No, there'd been no new good news about all that. Rather, a bit of bad news. The main offices of those firms were costly to maintain as they couldn't fire key staff there. And the problem of what they should now manufacture at home was coming up.